In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back in on the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM ESPN, and joining me now, Associate Executive Director of the AutoZone Liberty Bowl, which the 67th version will be played coming up on January 2nd. Navy versus Cincinnati. He's Harold Grader on X at Harold Grader. Harold, how's it going?
Great to see you, Gabe. What a weekend between the games and the bowl assignments yesterday. Wow, wow, wow.
Yes, yes.
But we're ready for it at the AutoZone Liberty Bowl. You mentioned our matchup. Navy, nationally ranked.
Yep.
Navy with an opportunity to get their 10th win of the year coming up this Saturday in the Army-Navy game. So go Navy, beat Army. Versus the Cincinnati Bearcats. So we like the matchup, and they're excited. Again, Cincinnati, people are asking about them out of the Big 12, a 7-5 team. They have not been to a bowl game the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So their fan base is energized. It's a fairly easy trip from Cincinnati. You come south through Nashville, hang a right, and you're in Memphis. And we've had the Bearcats before. We've had the Midshipmen before. We like the matchup. And, again, having the opportunity to have a potential 10-win nationally ranked Navy team is really exciting for us.
I was at the last Navy one where they ended up getting the win. And halfback pass. They were exciting in your game. I'm excited for Navy to be in the AutoZone Liberty Bowl.
Absolutely.
We have operators standing and sitting by, though, right?
We do at the world headquarters of the AutoZone Liberty Bowl in beautiful downtown East Memphis. Even at this hour, they are both sitting and standing. 901-795-7700. Give us a call. Go online to AutoZoneLibertyBowl.org if you'd like to do that. We'll get you some great seats. And, again, we're looking forward to it. And on top of all of that, great halftime show with country music star Matt Stells. So we're loaded. We're ready to go.
We'll get to, you know, the bowl season and the issues that have showed up a little bit later, probably the end of this conversation. But how much different was this year putting together the game? How much later did it come together? And sort of what did that look like, the process?
You know, everything in college football, especially the postseason, is much different. We have, none of us in the bowl business have ever seen what we've seen these last 48 hours. With all the coaching changes taking effect, then teams opting out, helter-skelter is not putting it lightly. Now, for us, we had a fairly clear path to our decision, but still things came together officially late in the day when you compare that to the announced time that we had. But we were feeling good about it, feel really good about it now that it's done. We got the teams we wanted, but you look at the bigger landscape, and I got to tell you, we feel for our brethren in the bowl business.
Right.
Because Sunday – yesterday was not pleasant, and then we had a bunch of teams opt out from the 5-7, which tied into the academic progress.
Sure,
when they were needing to dip into the 5-7 pool with that, and a large number of those schools that were eligible chose not to play. So that was causing some angst and anxiety for some of the games. And then you have the Notre Dame situation, which is interesting. So all of us collectively, take a step back and, what's the future of the bowls? We are such a fabric and a part of not just college football, but the holiday season of America. It's in our DNA. And I think we all need to step back and support and protect the bowls, whatever that's going to look like. We know that an expanded playoff is coming. We know that's going to happen. But what do you do with the bowls? And I think the narrative needs to change a little bit, especially from a national perspective. From the first day of camp all the way through, the national message is it's all about the playoff.
Sure.
And basically saying the bowls don't matter. And I would, not just because I'm a bowl guy and this is what I do and I'm passionate about it, I just don't believe that. But when you're pounding that message, that becomes the narrative and the mindset.
Yeah.
But, again, I always go back, like in this case, talk to a Cincinnati that hasn't been to a bowl game, been to the postseason, had that experience for the last 2 years. We had a media call last night, Coach Satterfield from Cincinnati, saying the majority, if not all of the players on his team, have never been to Memphis, have never experienced a traditional legacy bowl game like the AutoZone Liberty Bowl. Those experiences and coming and experiencing all that Memphis has to offer, whether it's St. Jude, the National Civil Rights Museum, Beale Street, Graceland, all those authentic things that are pure Memphis, that's what the bowl trip is all about.
Yep.
Is experiencing all that and growing and spending time with your teammates.
One more ride, quite frankly, the seniors and all that.
Absolutely. And that means something to folks. And we have gotten, in some cases, so far off that trail and that mindset, and we've forgotten about why are the bowls here to begin with and what do they mean. And it's all become about the playoff. And yes, that's important. We want to have a legitimate big time competition for determining the national championship. There's also this key piece, a unique piece to college football, and that's the bowl games.
I mean, Harold, I'm just going to put it simply. There are 64 other bowl eligible teams that have good seasons.
Yes.
That don't make the college football playoff.
That's right.
What else are we going to do with them? Well, that's the thing I would ask to a lot of the people that pour all of their energy into the CFP. Bowl games still matter. They still get watched as well when they're on.
Absolutely.
When they're on TV during the holiday season.
Yes.
Let's not forget that. Good TV product.
The bowl season is the most viewed programming on ESPN. I think either number one or second only to the NFL. Because, again, as I said earlier, the bowls are a part of our DNA in the great U.S. of A. And you may not sit there and intently watch every game, but if there's a bowl game on, and there's one on just about every night, that you're at least going to have it on in the background. You hear maybe the cheering of the crowd here on the TV. You might, that's a touchdown or a pick six or something. As Americans, it's just what we do.
I'll say, as a former player, a guy who played in your game and enjoyed the heck out of it, I hate the mindset of some of these coaches and programs right now. And I think they owe it to these seniors and owe it to their team to give it one more shot, give it one more ride. I understand you want to get home for Christmas and the holidays. I understand all these different things can sort of creep into your mind. But you're cheating yourself and them, if you're a coach that's deciding to opt out of an experience that they'll remember. And I still remember my bowl days fondly. Enjoyed the heck out of them. All right, now let's go ahead and move on.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead and move on. Championship weekend was something. It was a good time. I thought it was absolute cinema. I said that earlier. We opened up with a Big 12 title game. Not much there, but Texas Tech's defense, awesome.
Yes, and that's where I was. I was at Cowboy Stadium.
Sure.
And I thought the game would be closer than it was, but Texas Tech, let me tell you, they are really good.
Kalani Sitake really calls them the number one team in the country. He said, we played them twice and we lost twice.
Don't look past Joey McGuire and the Red Raiders, let me tell you. And it was lit Saturday morning. Game was at 11.
Yep.
Obviously, a majority Texas Tech crowd. But they're impressive. And, again, just saying, keep an eye on Tech.
Yeah, and good season for BYU and Kalani Sitake. We'll get to this a little bit later. They're out of the college football playoff. Alabama lost similarly, but still in. There's some debate about how that should have looked. But they got pushed around. Bear Bachmeyer really had a tough day at the office.
Yeah.
I don't want to elaborate on that because I thought he did a really phenomenal job for a freshman this year.
Yes.
It was just against those
totally agree.
Against Tech, he just seemed in both games, a little bit over his head. Then the Big Ten Championship. 13-10 Indiana, and listen, you've been watching this beautiful game of ours for a while, for longer than me. Have you ever seen anybody do something like what Kurt Cignetti is doing? Because, like, in my lifetime, this is one of one, taking one of the most losing programs of all time in college football and turning them into a full-on juggernaut that wins the Big Ten in year two.
I think it's unprecedented. And, you know, last year, a lot of folks, myself included, had questions about Indiana because of their strength of schedule last year. This year, no doubt about it. And they are a legit number one. They have a legitimate shot at the national championship. And, again, to what Coach Cignetti has done there, it is amazing. And, you know, to quote him, how's it happen? The guy's a winner. Google him. That's what he said. And he delivers. And his team plays really, really well at a very high level. And they got it done the other night. I got back from Dallas in time to see the fourth quarter of the game. And I thought that Brian Day made a big mistake there late. Going forward on fourth down as opposed to kicking the field goal and tying the game. I'm a big believer in when the points are there, take it.
Yep.
So then.
Then when he decides to take the points.
The kid unfortunately pulled it.
On a 27-yarder.
Yeah.
I've been watching the Big Ten a long time. That was the perfect Big Ten game. I mean, that was exactly what you come to expect. I mean, are you familiar with the old Kirk Ferentz punt to win expression?
Yes.
Where, we'd rather put the ball in the hands of our defense. We'd rather have our defense win this game for us than our offense. We already have a lead. That's what Indiana kind of did for most of that game. And in the end, you just get that pull. I could not believe he pulled it from there.
Yeah.
Little bit fluky, but the truth of the matter is Ohio State got to the Indiana 5 and the Indiana 17.
Yes.
And in the second half and came away with zero points.
That's the ball game.
Yep, 100%. And I will say the play of the game, Mendoza to Surratt, that back shoulder fade there in the end zone.
Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful. And you know, digging into the weeds on that a little bit, that's a brain trust play. That's something that normal quarterbacks and wide receivers in college football cannot execute in that way.
That is hours and hours and hours going all the way back to the summer.
Because you have to know the safety is going to be – he could trigger, so you have to be careful. I mean, and you're in the red zone, so it's tighter space. It was beautiful.
That goes back to having done it before, trusting in each other, knowing that the ball is going to be there, and then trusting your receiver to make the ball.
Yes. And then SEC title game, before we get into how the college football playoff shook out. All I have to say, mentioned this a bit earlier, Georgia at plus 550 on FanDuel Sportsbook.
Yeah.
If you're a betting person, that feels like tremendous value. Gunnar Stockton and that offense look like they're rolling, they're running the ball a whole lot better. And defensively, that's the vintage national champion Kirby Smart defense right there. Thumping you at the point of attack, not letting you run the ball at all. And then not busting coverages on the back end. Yeah, they'll give up a little bit in the pass game, but they're not going to bust coverage and let you get explosive plays.
Yeah, I know that was basically a home game for Georgia, but the crowd did not impact the game. They just thumped Alabama, and you know Alabama gets into the playoff.
Yep.
But specific to Saturday night, really impressive performance by Georgia. Not surprised by it one bit. You know, Alabama, Georgia split the two games for the year, but I don't think there's any doubt, you know, looking at those two programs right now, Georgia's definitely the much better football team than Alabama.
Yep.
And the Tide's got some work to do between now and their first game in the playoff.
And then after Duke won the ACC title game,
I saw
we were wondering exactly what was going to happen with the CFP. Manny Diaz was doing his best as the Duke head coach to say an ACC team should be in, the champion should be in, but that they're 8-5 in the end of the day. But
you know what, Gabe? When Duke made it to the championship game, you should have known this was going to happen.
Because they're good enough. Yes. They're a good enough team. And then that one was an OT, of course. I mean, that was – It was a nail biter till the end. That was a great way to end that Saturday.
No, that is I can assure you that they would never say it, but that was the last way the league office wanted that one to end.
Well,
because it just
they should have
because it just added to the chaos that we saw yesterday.
I don't want to go too hard on the people in the league office. Well, create better tiebreakers. Scenarios,
yeah.
Please.
Yeah,
just
right.
A goatee. If it this is what I would say. If you have a tie, default to your better teams, which means, okay, head-to-head should matter for number one tiebreaker.
Yeah.
Number two should be who's highest ranked in the college football playoff rankings.
Yeah, absolutely.
Get your best teams in the game instead of getting to a fifth tiebreaker. And what was it? You know, common win percentage or win percentage among common opponents or all conference opponents. I mean, it's worth the fifth tiebreaker. But we did get the college football playoff set, and because Duke won, two G5 teams.
Yeah.
James Madison at 12, Tulane at 11. I'm sure every Power Conference fan will handle that in stride and not complain about it one bit if those teams get smacked around by Ole Miss and Oregon, respectively. All right, but the big conversations here. Georgia did not hop over Ohio State, even though Ohio State lost to Indiana.
Yeah.
It ended up 1 Indiana, 2 Ohio State, 3 Georgia, 4 Texas Tech. Miami hops in, even though that's not what we saw the first 4 weeks. Notre Dame was over top of Miami. Now Notre Dame is left out, and Miami is in when we actually get to setting the field. And then the other thing I would say is Alabama not punished at all for losing to Georgia the way they did. I mean, same spot. They're all good to go. They haven't moved. What was your reaction to how they set the field after championship weekend? It felt, you know, a little bit all over the place. You know, the difference between BYU and Alabama is stark to me. BYU loses a game to Texas Tech similarly to the way that Alabama lost to Georgia. BYU gets dropped. Alabama doesn't move.
Not surprised that the final just cut to the core critical conversation then it was about 10-11-12, right? 9-10-11-12. Came down to the three teams then, right? Alabama, Miami, Notre Dame, what are you going to do? I thought they should have addressed the head-to-head much earlier, if not the first poll.
Yep.
Head-to-head has got to count, not just at the very end, but at the beginning.
Sure.
And it seems as if they did not do that. They went all these weeks and until the last minute, the last comparison, and they are side by side in the ranking. Did the committee take into account that head to head? And I'm all about that because it's about what do you do on the field. So, not surprised that Alabama didn't get dinged for losing. Would not have been surprised if they had.
Right.
Maybe one spot because they got pounded.
Yeah.
You know, that
they
was
sure did.
You know, Georgia handled them with ease the other night. But I get what the committee did. Not a whole lot of argument because I'm a head-to-head.
Sure.
Whoever wins gets the upper hand, and that's what should happen. The Notre Dame situation, the fact that they're not going to a bowl game.
110 straight, to be clear.
That's a tough one.
That's one. That's where I'm at.
As a college football fan and a bowl guy, you know, to just turn your back on the process and the game, I understand there are hurt feelings. They are hacked. They're upset. They're frustrated. Put any adjective you want there, and they're gonna you'll be accurate. But to say no to a bowl game, that's tough.
Yeah,
that's tough to accept.
Yeah, I would be frustrated if I were them as well. I'm not gonna act like I wouldn't to be there. And for the committee to basically every week until the final one tell you, pat you on the back and say, you're going to be good, buddy. You're going to be in there. Like, you're sort of locked in. We have you ahead of Miami. Now, last week when Hunter Yurecek said, if they're back-to-back,
right,
meaning if they were 10 or 11, 10 and 11, 11 or 10 and 12 in the college football playoff rankings, then head-to-head would come into question, which – where did we come up with that? I mean, that's a wild explanation. We should have known that this was possible. And once he said that, because he was sort of showing his hand. But I thought they had showed their hand about Notre Dame over Miami for 4 weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, they probably felt so comfortable. Then they see that Miami name come up and they say, no chance. On the in the final minute of the season, you guys want to flip us and screw us out of the
Miami,
college football playoff.
You know, moved up
But I do agree with you. Don't just turn your back on the bowl season because you're frustrated. I don't think that's the way to handle
it. So a lot of – once we get through all of this for this season, obviously a lot of major conversations are going to have to be had from the committee, how they're evaluating teams, what's the future look like. You know, the expanded playoff, we know that's coming. All of that, and, we talk about the calendar. That affects the opt-outs, the coaches coming and going. That whole ball of stuff that we have to deal with in college football and the bowls, it's got to be addressed.
Yeah.
Because I would say it is not a healthy situation for anybody. The universities that are – firing coaches earlier in the year, then just the comings and goings, again, the hirings and the firings and the impact on the postseason, not a good look.
It's
not good for the health of college football and the postseason.
It's just this message of you didn't accomplish anything if you're not in the college football playoff. That's a frustrating one. I never went to a college football playoff in my day, so I know what accomplishment looks like without that. And it feels like everybody's losing sight of that. There's a lot of FBS schools. There's a lot of schools that need a payout or a payoff, both really, that are different than the college football playoff because they don't really have shots at that.
Yeah.
So, it's a lot. Now, let me ask you this. Like, what, if any, conversations have you guys been able to have about this and like what the future is going to hold and what it may need to look like to get teams more involved? And is there anything that has really come to the table that has changed the conversation that we're having right
Not
now?
Not yet. Those conversations are to come. We've got to get through this bowl cycle, these next few weeks, get through the 25 season and the postseason. And then those conversations will be had as everybody takes a step back, does some introspection and some self-evaluation and, okay, what are we doing? What are we going to do going forward? And before we leave the CFP, kudos to Ole Miss making the postseason. Tulane, here's a little nugget with them playing at Ole Miss. This game will greatly impact in a positive way our city.
Yep.
Tulane, it is my understanding, will be staying at the guest house at Graceland. So
nice.
So the party is coming to Memphis. So I expect, there to be a ton of Ole Miss people staying in Memphis that are from out of town.
Yep.
Tulane people with their team in town. So not only will Oxford and the Grove and that whole experience be awesome, but look for that to happen here in the city. I think it's great. It's exciting for Memphis. And since it all just happened, last night, I don't think that's gotten out there, but I'm putting it out there because, again, it's my understanding Tulane, their host hotel
That'd be a good time.
Is the guest house. And That's awesome.
Yeah, that's good. That's awesome. That's a great thing. Also, I needed to bring this up. Alabama versus Oklahoma.
Ooh.
I mean, of all the draws Alabama could have got, I do think them not moving, even though they lost to Georgia pretty handily in the SEC championship, this is kind of the punishment for that, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, Kalen DeBoer's 0-2 against them.
You got to give the – yeah.
Figure something out and figure it out fast.
You say he's 0-2?
Yeah.
Crimson Tide fans, sorry. I think they're fixing to be 0-3.
Oh, look at you. I like that.
I'm not hoping for that, but going on the road to Norman.
Now, final thing.
Ain't
easy. Let's pull on the Tiger hats.
Yeah.
Real quick, because the hire was made.
Yes, it was.
Last week was an interesting one. Rumors and everything else and the Dan Mullen talk. But the guy who, day one on Monday, I brought up is, hey, that's who I'm circling. That's who I'm looking at. Charles Huff from Southern Miss and previously from Marshall. He ultimately gets the full-time head job here at the University of Memphis. What are your thoughts on the hire?
I think it's a very solid hire. As I said last week, that whoever they were focusing on, it's got to be someone who would continue the success but take it to another level, which means either at a minimum play for the conference championship,
sure,
win the conference championship, but also needs someone who will energize the fan base, energize the donor base, which leads to NIL, and we'll see. I think Charles is I've met him, have spent some time with him in the past. I think he's a solid coach, has won a conference championship. It is going to be interesting. I think it'll be key as to his staff, who are his coordinators going
right.
to be. What does that staff look like? Do they come from winning pedigrees? Because, again, that where this football program is, high-level expectation, and rightfully so, that winning at a high level and competing and playing for a conference championship is the minimum. And I don't think that's overstating it. I don't think that's to be unexpected. And that's where we are. And I say that as a Tiger alum, a Tiger fan. And there's nothing wrong with that. You want to have high expectations, but realistic expectations. And I think playing for and winning a conference championship in the
that's
American
the realistic
is a realistic and should be – that should be the expectation.
Absolutely.
So I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to seeing Charles. I believe it's maybe Wednesday is they're going to introduce him. So anyway,
yeah.
Game on for the Tigers. Welcome Charles Huff to Memphis
Welcome.
And the University of Memphis.
Welcome to Coach Huff.
And let's go.
And I really am interested for him because he's been at two places that don't give you a whole lot in the way of resources. I do want to see what he can do with the University
yeah.
of Memphis's resources, the FedEx money, the rev share that's nearly at the top of the G5. Like, I'm curious what he does with that
right.
aspect of it because that's so important, is knowing how to allocate funds, knowing how to spend it on your roster.
He will have assets and resources at Memphis that he has not had at his
right.
other stops as a head coach. And, you know, as the process was going forward, you know, I think the debate on that, those decision makers was an existing head coach or an up-and-comer OC.
Yeah.
They went with a guy
who's
been in the chair before, and with his background, having made a stop in Tuscaloosa, I'm going to guess
correct.
They probably checked in. They probably checked in with Coach Saban, and rightfully so if they did that. Don't know if that happened, but I'm guessing it probably did. So, again, proven head coach, going to sit in the big chair with the Tigers.
Yes.
I'm all for it.
Yeah, if it was down to Jerry Mack at Kennesaw State and Charles Huff at Southern Miss, I think the conversations would definitely be about, okay, what's the experience look like
yeah.
at the FBS level, even though both are great candidates.
Indeed.
You know, but Charles Huff has a lot of experience, been at some big programs, coached some big-time players, Saquon Barkley, Najee Harris. I mean, there's a lot of things to like about Charles Huff,
indeed.
Which is why it was my original thought.
There you go.
As we sat here last Monday.
So I'll just say this to Dr. Scott at the University of Memphis. You didn't have to have a committee. Gabe had the answer for you.
I was right here. I was right here. Go check Twitter. My hot board was listed there. Ben Harold, great stuff.
67th
AutoZone Liberty Bowl coming up on January 2nd. Operator standing and sitting Indeed. By. Need to get tickets bought.
Absolutely. Thank you, Gabe. 795-7700, the number at the AutoZone Liberty Bowl. Come see us.
Harold, appreciate it.
Thank you, Gabe.
He is Harold Grader, the Associate Executive Director of the AutoZone Liberty Bowl. Get your tickets now to the 67th edition between Navy and Cincinnati. Now, let's go ahead and grab a break on that note. When we come back, we will blitz right here on the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Now, the biggest stories. Overloading the line. A bull rush of info. It's Gabe's Blitz on the Gabe Kuhn Show on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
All right, Gabe, Tulane seems to have struck out during the hiring process after LSU DC Blake Baker and Kennesaw State head coach Jerry Mack didn't get over the finish line. They hired internally with pass game coordinator Will Hall, and he will be the next head coach at Tulane.
All right, listen, Will Hall's been at Memphis. Will Hall's been around the world and back. He's got a lot of experience. There's no doubt about it. He has some decent head coaching experience at the
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
CS level. But... let's just be completely honest about the situation. This is a complete failure by Tulane. Complete failure. How do you strike out on Blake Baker, a guy who played linebacker for you? Was it money? Because money should not get in the way. You guys have been phenomenal the last 3, 4, 5, 6 years. You have to keep that going. You have to invest the amount you've been investing at the very least. And it feels like not getting Blake Baker shows that they're not willing to invest in the coach at the highest level. Jerry Mack, same thing. The reason that they will tell you they ended up making this hire is for continuity,
hey, we made the college football playoff. This guy was our OC. He can keep some of our roster together. He knows how to recruit this area. He's been there. He's done that. He sees how it worked under Sumrall. He can carry that momentum over, even though Sumrall's going to be off at in Gainesville. So it's basically the Ryan Silverfield after Mike Norvell hire. But what if I told you before Ryan Silverfield was hired and Mike Norvell went to Florida State, if I told you that they were going to hire a 14-30 version at the FBS level of Ryan Silverfield, because that's what Will Hall is as an FBS head coach. He's had one gig at Southern Miss, 4 years. He went 14-30. 14-30. And Southern Miss had to pivot to Charles Huff, who's now the Memphis head coach. He turned it around in year one after Will Hall completely, you know,
decimated it.
Decimated that product, that school, that institution, that football program. So this is an awful hire. I mean, this reminds me, you ever seen the meme? You've seen the meme of the three dragons. Two of them look serious and one has the googly eyes with its tongue out. That's Memphis on the very left with the, you know, serious looking dragon. South Florida is another serious looking dragon, and Tulane is the one with googly eyes, tongue sticking out. I mean, it was an embarrassing process, and I can't believe this is how it ended up.
It's just wild that this is their hire after they're now making it to the college football playoff, won your conference, and John Sumrall is leaving you, yes, but your program is at the highest it's ever been.
Yep.
And your response,
you're getting a college football playoff payout too, by the way.
And your response is Will Hall?
Yeah.
Why? I don't understand. How couldn't you get it done with anybody else?
What it sounds like to me is the investment for a Jerry Mack, the investment for a Blake Baker clearly wasn't enough, whether it's the coaching contract or the money you're willing to spend on your roster going forward. This is a massive step back.
And massive.
You can't just sit here and sell to me if you're Tulane, oh, well, the reason we hired him is continuity and the players wanted him and he can keep going and add on to what Sumrall did. No, he's not John
Sumrall.
Well,
you can sell that if he's your first choice. You can't sell that when he's your 10th choice.
When we know that they've been connected to all these other places. What do we know about coaching searches? Even though we know it's not the truth. The guy that they hire is their first and only choice every single time. That's what they try to sell you.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
Listen, man. I get the idea of continuity, of trying to keep a good thing going, but that's not the guy that will do it for you. That's a guy who completely decimated a Southern Miss program 4 years in a row, and Charles Huff had to come save it.
It makes me feel great about Charles Huff now.
Yeah.
We have the better Southern Miss.
Yeah.
Southern Miss head coach.
I think South Florida and Memphis showed what being great in the G5 could potentially do for you. What pouring resources into your program and taking yourself seriously is supposed to look like.
Right.
I thought Tulane completely devolved, even though they've been kind of the cream of the crop in this conference over those two programs the last 4 years.
I think that's why it's so shocking that this ended up being their hire, because of where they are right now in the G5.
And how serious they have been.
They are at the top of the mountain, and then they threw themselves off of it. Nobody got up there and fought them off of it. They just took a dive. And I don't really understand how they landed on this. It's just, if you struck out on a couple of guys, keep digging.
Yes.
Before you get to Will Hall. I mean, at least wait to see.
Hire another assistant who's not 14-30 in the FBS, maybe.
When I saw the news, I was like, this feels shocking that this is the coach. And it combined with Charles Huff feels great.
Yeah, it does. It does. Brian Hartline's still at South Florida, though. So
that's tough.
That's tough. I would say in order of these four hires, North Texas is involved as well with Neil Brown. I'd say one, Brian Hartline, two, Charles Huff, three, Neil there at, what's it called, Neil Brown at North Texas. Then by far, I think like space, then fourth, you know, we put Tulane and Will Hall. Just an abomination of a hire.
Bowl season has been dying for some time, but we have another dark step. Team opt-outs. Here is the list of teams who have already opted out. Notre Dame, Kansas State, Kansas, Iowa State, Florida State, Auburn, UCF, Baylor, Rutgers, and Temple.
Okay, so a little misleading there because a lot of those teams are 5-7. But the three teams that were 6-6 or above were Notre Dame, Kansas State, and Iowa State. They opted out of bowl games, even though it's non-COVID, and they had a team that was probably going to be all together for the bowl season. I hate this. I hate this a whole lot. Not just for, like, my friends, like we just talked to with Harold Grader, but for the athletes and the seniors that don't get to go pro. One more game is massive. Being able to compete with your brothers one more time, it's a nice bit of closure. Also, being able to go on a bowl trip and experience that and be in a new city and go out with your buddies and, you know, experience the bowl suite and get gifts and all these different things. I know that we're in an NIL era where guys are getting paid millions of dollars, but that still should mean something. And listen, it's no surprise why this is happening, especially with a team like Notre Dame. We put so much emphasis on the college football playoff that nothing else seems to matter. And until something changes in that regard, which I don't expect, it'll continue to go down this way. You'll have more team opt-outs of teams that are bowl eligible. But I look at the situation, whether it's a 12 or 16 team playoff, you have 60 plus teams that are good enough to compete in postseason play in the football bowl subdivision, the FBS, and all we care about is the college football playoff. So what's going to happen going forward for those extra 60 teams that never really had a chance to put themselves in the conversation, the college football playoff? We've gotten very reductionist in our thinking in college football. A good season's a good season. If you win 10 games at a place like Memphis, 11 games at a place like Memphis, and win the Gasparilla Bowl, that's still a good season. That's still nice. That's still aspirational. You should want that. But it just feels like we're going down the tube very, very quickly. I would give one bit of advice to bowl directors like our man Harold Grader. Going forward, the bowls are going to be around. They're still going to live. But if you're going to be successful and you're going to get two solid teams in a bowl game, you need to move it up. I don't think coaches, like January 2nd, the Liberty Bowl game, I don't think coaches want to keep their players through Christmas. I think they would prefer to spend their Christmas or their holidays with family, the new year with family. And I think generally they would like to get done with the season so they can worry about recruiting and hit the ground running going into next season, give themselves a little bit of buffer before the portal opens on the second. So I guess that would be my advice for the meantime to bowl directors, bowl games. Move your game up as much as possible because that's going to give you the best chance to land the teams that you ultimately want that are outside of the college football playoff.
Yeah, and it's sad because this problem's only going to get worse. With the expansion of the college football playoff, this problem will just get worse. And again, the schedule of college football makes no sense whatsoever as it stands right now.
Here's the other thing. If you're one that always, even at Memphis, talks about bowls not mattering, you don't care about bowls. I just look at the entirety of FBS, 136 teams, 95% of them can't compete in the college football playoff. 95% of them, 99% of them can't win a national title. So we need to really evaluate what actually matters.
Yeah,
Bowl games and getting to the best possible bowl game should still matter for most of the programs in the country.
When I'm saying the schedule doesn't make any sense, I'm talking about the transfer portal and all that stuff.
Yes.
And it's hurting bowl games. It's not allowing them to live. It's not allowing them to get any oxygen. So I do agree. If you want to help them, move them up. Make it make a little bit more sense
but
for
even
players
though,
to stick
even
around
that,
and coaches
that,
to stick
even
around.
Even that makes that it's, but to be fair, that only makes marginal.
Better. Right. But hey, marginal's better than nothing, I suppose.
Yes.
It is a sad day and age because I remember.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
You know, when we were growing up, bowl games were such a huge deal.
I used to be a Colorado fan, and I watched them play in the Champ Sports Bowl against Clemson one year, and it was like the highlight of my year.
D'Angelo Williams in a bowl game.
I mean, was
must-see TV
back in the day, bro. Like, it used to mean so much, and now, not even close. And yeah. I will still say this though, bowls are the reason I think bowls are here to stay. Even though it looks bleak right now, is they still get watched at a very high level. They're still valuable. To sports networks, to ESPN,
sure.
to CBS and otherwise. So they still get watched. It's just the player opt-outs and now the full team opt-outs, even though we're not in a COVID year. It's too much. But that will do it for the Blitz. One more segment left of the day. We'll go ahead and rewind when we return right here on the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.